It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Morning.
What happened? I can't hear myself.
Oh, no?
I wonder why.
You're wearing a stupid thing in your head.
I can hear myself.
I don't know why, Matt. Everyone else can hear you. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. Also, wearecrats.com is still up there.
It is?
Yeah.
You going to keep that?
We never really did anything with it. I think I got it for a year.
Okay.
And then I made
we never
those,
advertised it.
No, I made all those cards and everyone just kind of threw them out.
I never got any of them.
I put them out all the time.
I think I gave everyone a stack.
Yeah,
I might have gotten a handful of them.
I think you did.
I frequently use them to start fires.
That's good. At least I got some use.
You know, you light the corner, you stick it underneath and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
We should just leave them in Lester Kids. Lester Kids. Anyway, I'm Derek with Fuzzoli's. This is Matthew.
There's still part of an old Aristocrats bumper sticker on a sign by Yester Kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Target parking lot, too.
Yep.
Steve's here.
Hey.
Or should we call you Finn?
I don't know who that is.
Steve the Human. And Kevin.
I'm going to beef you up and steal your vegetables.
Vegetables.
Oh, give me some of those leeks, baby. Anyway.
That's right, baby.
The four horse riders, baby.
The four horse riders.
Riders.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Well,
I
you
can't
should.
Hear either them or me.
Oh, really?
I can't hear
Loser.
You, Steve.
Well, maybe you guys should invest in a nice pair of headphones to
yeah.
bring in.
How about it?
No,
yeah.
it's not that.
Like Matt did.
It. You got to crank it up.
You have your own volume.
One of my headphones broke at the last tournament. Oh! One of the things.
Actually, it was
right
just
off.
Fucking bacon grease in his ear hole.
Yeah. You got me.
You got me.
You got me.
You got me, greasy hand.
Finger licking good, baby.
Baby.
Oh, so Al Franken is all upset.
I don't know who that is.
Al Franken.
Al Franken.
Is that Eddie's dad?
Yo.
Stuart Smalley.
Yeah, this fucking dude.
I'm not even putting his picture up.
Why?
Oh, does he have a gay lisp?
Yes.
Yes. He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece
number
of
one.
Shit, he says.
Number one, first and foremost.
He's an SNL alum.
Yeah.
That's number two.
All right, I gotta...
Mm-hmm. If it's previous to like the Adam Sandler, Chris Farley years, then I don't know.
He was there during those
yeah.
years.
He was Stuart Smalley.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking about yeah, that.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley.
Shame you can't
with
find
the blonde wig,
SNL
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're so quick with that.
Yeah.
What's that?
You get like an SNL clip on YouTube.
It's down
within like an hour.
They have a whole team
oh
24 hours
so
a day
stupid.
Searching.
They're like snipers.
Mm-hmm.
Like how high could the ratings for SNL possibly be that they don't need, you know?
No, they're just greedy.
Yeah.
They're just greedy. There's no reason. More people might watch it.
Maybe they're worried
that less people will watch it.
I'm saying nobody's watching it. So any like good bit that goes out there is, you know, beneficial.
What did this turd do?
It says iPhone fingerprint scanner raises significant privacy concerns, or questions rather.
Really?
This is a big article. Senator Al Franken has said
TLDR.
Yeah, pretty much. He sent a letter to Apple's chief executive raising what he says are substantial privacy questions about the new iPhone 5S fingerprint scanner.
First of all, this guy stole an election. He absolutely stole it.
Well, where is he the senator?
I didn't vote for him.
Minnesota.
Is he?
Yeah.
He does a good Jesse the Body impression, I hear.
God damn it.
Oh. You just stepped on his bed.
Whoops.
But yes, I can do a very good.
Better than Al Franken?
I do a very good Al Franken.
Do you do an Al Franken?
Yeah, I do.
You do Al Franken better than Al Franken?
Yeah.
All right.
Would you like to hear it?
I would like to hear it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, what is he in Minnesota? He's a
senator?
Senator?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. That's what he is.
I don't. All right, ready? This one's for the Chalk Brothers. How you doing? My name is Al Franken. I'm a senator or somewhat in Minnesota. I'm good enough, smart enough, and God darn it, people like me, McMahon.
God darn it.
God darn it.
He's a loser. He's a piece of shit.
And I don't like him.
Yeah, nah, he really is the worst. He's a criminal. He shouldn't be in, he should not have a seat on any.
So for those of you who are non-political, the reason why Matt's saying all this is because Al Franken is pretty much as far left as you can go.
And he's pretty much incompetent on top of that. So
I don't know about
you
all
can
that.
You can be far left and mm-hmm. still be suitable for
name
a position
one.
In politics.
Name one.
Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
She's not Old as Pinkles? Far left. She's far left, but not like as far left as him.
Yeah.
Like he believes like in the doctrine, mm-hmm. so to speak, where she actually has common sense. But, like, he absolutely, in no way, shape, or form, has any business in an elected official. None at all. It's an absolute travesty that he is there.
You know, my problem with Al Franken
What's
is that,
that
he can't tell the difference between a gorilla and a man in a gorilla suit. What I hate about Al Franken is, like, he's always around, like, during, like, the Trayvon Martin stuff.
Yeah.
But then, you know, white people get killed and he's nowhere around.
He probably is, just no one's listening to him.
I think you mean Al Sharpton.
Who?
Al Sharpton.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, you're right.
6 and 1, half a dozen the other.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I hate him. No, I don't hate him because hate him would mean I didn't like him for no reason. I despise him. I know why I don't like him.
It's because he's Jewish.
He is that too, but that's the least of his problems.
Are there any non-Jews on SNL?
Right now? Probably not many.
I'm just curious.
Tim Meadows?
He's probably,
damn, you're still here.
He probably still shows up.
Is he still in the credits?
Probably. He should be.
I haven't watched that in years.
Featuring Tim Meadows still.
I think I tried to watch a little bit after the Sandler and Farley years and I couldn't.
You know what happens? Like the new cast comes in, I was like, this sucks.
Well, yeah, everybody was
like. And then
like,
that cast leaves. All of a sudden they're like, oh, it was so good back when it was Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry. Yeah. And now these new people suck. And all these people sucked. And now, like, Bill Hader's gone. Everyone's like, well, Bill Hader was awesome.
Yeah,
nobody gave a shit when he was on the show.
It takes a few years to, like, warm up to these people.
SNL is always better in hindsight for some reason.
The very first sketch that I saw Will Ferrell in, I was like, oh, my God, this guy is going to be on top. I knew it immediately. Yeah. And when he got on top, I was like, oh, my God, why is this guy on top? Like, he just, oh, man. The first sketch I think he was in was the one with Get Off the Shed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the first one. Get off the shed! and I was like, oh my God, like this guy, he's going to invade our lives. And he did. Yeah.
I never got to see a lot of first run Saturday Night Live episodes, but the first sketch I remember Will Ferrell in was the one where it's an art class and they have to paint him and he's like grating cheese over his chest.
Yes. Yes. Oh man. And that's like, the place where that kind of stuff it like has a use, and then like when you bring it to movies, it doesn't fly with me anymore.
Well, let's go through the current cast and see if anybody knows.
Like you gotta open yourself up to new experiences.
Can we try to guess?
Okay?
Try to guess what?
Who's on the show?
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite ones is gone. That one chick, the fucking the target lady,
the bridesmaid.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was pretty good.
Yeah.
She's gone because she's going on to.
She's good.
Bigger and better things.
I know one.
Okay.
Kel. Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. Keenan Thompson is.
That's his last
still
stop.
There. Yeah.
And he will stop there for good.
And we also have Fred Armisen from Portlandia.
No, no.
He's been on for a while. You'd know him if you saw him. He does the Barack Obama. Mm. He's the current Barack Obama guy. And then we have Vanessa Bayer.
Mm.
Okay.
There's a couple of hotties right now.
What about that Jimmy Fallon kid? Is he there?
How's that Billy Murray doing?
Yeah, can you believe
Bear.
Can you believe the guy who could never hold character has like the biggest rated talk show?
You know what? He did hold character a lot. It's just that he always lost character. No, they did, but it's not funny when he holds character.
I know.
He does a good job on his show.
Sure he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really crack up.
Yeah, I actually don't mind him.
This girl, I can't think of what the hell she was in, but... Oh, she does the Miley Cyrus impression.
Oh. Mm,
that's her, that's her big thing. I'm sure they'll be hitting that up, too.
All right, who else
I'm sure her tits
are Aldi Bryant.
Nice.
Is that Zimmerman's wife?
Oh.
Wow. Jeez. Now, is she the Grimace fucking imitation?
It looks like Adele ate the Grimace.
Adele ate the Grimace.
She has two smiles. The one underneath her dollar.
Smile so nice, she made it twice.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this goes viral.
But she looks like she's got a good personality.
Okay, that
Bill Hader.
That guy, I recognize him, but I don't know like what he does.
His roast was hilarious.
He does the new Verizon commercials, the guy who cuts his finger a lot.
Oh.
He was just in the last roast, and he was hilarious.
Okay.
And Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh.
One and two.
Yeah, there's like nobody that
he does a lot
like,
of bit parts, too.
I'm starving. You got any meatballs?
I could kill some for some meatballs.
All right, who's this?
Who is this? Taron Killam?
No idea.
Nope.
No clue. Kate McKinnon.
All right.
McKinnon!
She looks like a deformed Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Seth Meyers, 12th season.
Oh, wow,
season.
Yeah.
He pretty much just does the Weekend Update.
Just
does
the Weekend Update. He's the Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. Bobby Moynihan.
Okay, I know him.
Sometimes he's funny, sometimes he's intolerable.
He looks like hair is distracting.
He looks like a Jewy Artie
Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. Hot chick.
I like her.
Oh, yeah. Nassim Pedrad.
Yeah, I plug her in the tush.
That's
right. The first Hindu... Be on SNL.
I'd come in her shoe.
Token black guy, Jay Farrell.
Ah, Tim Meadows.
Oh, Chris Tucker.
Oh, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Oh, let's just because
it's Saturday.
People.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
You ain't got no job. You got a Saturday.
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Oh, Tim Meadows.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh my God! What's with his aged, sunken eyes?
What's with his nose? Look at that thing.
Oh,
he better be funny.
It's like he's trying to smell what's in his mouth.
He's got a shark fin on his face.
Dude, he could backstroke pretty killer with that thing.
I think that nose could take a peanut out of your hand
and then shoot it right into his mouth.
Get the Jaws theme ready.
This guy's a fucking ugly mess.
Trying to smell what's in his mouth.
Yo, I just picture this, Derek, look. Like just regular. And then it's like, what did I eat?
Oh yeah.
He's got some massive ears, too.
Yeah, this guy is just a cartoon.
He's trying to suck his wisdom tooth out with his nose.
Wow. He's just not a very pleasant looking man.
No, he's not.
Jason Sudeikis, who he's got to be out of there soon, too. He's in everything. And, of course, Kenan Thompson.
Hell yeah, my fat brother. I actually like Kenan Thompson.
He does Bill Cosby. Yeah. Bill Cosby with 300 pounds.
Wow.
He also does that one hilarious skit where he's got pants that are really big. And,
dude, wow. You know,
Baggin' Saggin' Barry. Yeah.
How do we miss Abby Elliott? Go back up to the top there.
Is that real?
Oh, that's Chris Elliott's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot she's on there.
Uh-huh. She's very cute.
She is.
So is Chris Elliott.
My daughter, Chris Elliott. Mm-hmm. I fucked him.
Second generation.
Chris Elliott was hilarious on the show.
And then,
anyway.
Of course, Kristen Wiig, who I believe is also leaving.
Yeah.
Peace. Dude, she left 2 years ago.
Well, it says she's still in the current
season. She must be like a producer or like a writer or something.
They let you view clips on their website? At
probably
least?
Not.
Is Abby Elliott the first second generation SNL cast member?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Click on video.
But Kristen Wiig has that uncanny ability to look absolutely horrendous and absolutely hot from like second to second. Just depending on like how much of her chin is visible.
Oh, there is archives. Awesome.
Let's see.
Can you go to like Farley?
Hulu has a crap load of SNL stuff.
Who?
Hulu.com.
That thing.
You got to pay for it?
No, a lot of it's free. If you pay for it, you get even more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $7 a month.
I just want to see The Dave Duchovny fucking...
Oh, God.
Backwoods fucking scene. The candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll have to look
the
at that
general store.
Air.
Sure.
I want to see the Rob Schneider sketch where John Goodman keeps smashing the window of his convenience store.
Yeah, John Goodman's hilarious.
He is.
Is he, like, skinny now or something?
No.
He lost a lot of weight.
He got the gimmick,
though. Near, did he?
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, heroin.
Mm-hmm. He injected it right into his belly button.
Nice.
Yep. I'm going to say it right here. John Goodman, heroin addict.
Whoa.
He's a good, right he's here, a good right man.
So anyway, Al Franken.
Dead.
Ugh.
He's upset. He sent a letter thinking that this is... what is this? If someone hacks your password, you can change it as many times as you want.
Someone cuts off your finger. You can never change.
You see, you know
you can't change your fingerprints. You have only 10 of them, and
thanks, and
you leave them on everything you touch. They are definitely not a secret.
Thanks. He knows because he has to worry every time he touches something.
All right, so if I want to unlock Derek's new phone, I just put it up to a doorknob and it'll read it.
No, it actually doesn't read your fingerprint. It like reads like some kind of below the dermis. Action going on.
Below the dermis.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like a blood flow thing or something. I don't know exactly.
Sebderm.
But basically what somebody came out and said was, you know, if you chopped off somebody's finger, you wouldn't be able to open their iPhone with it.
Wow.
It's not a fingerprint scanner. It's just...
All right, so you need to cut off the whole arm.
Well, no. Well, you need to have some kind of circulation in it.
Yeah. So,
so when they're passed out in a
when
party...
When they're passed out, yes, then you can
you cut off the arm at the shoulder and you just kind of blow into it so it keeps the blood going.
Yeah.
When you do the initial print, can you just push your penis head on it?
Yeah.
Is this a mandatory thing?
Smush the mushroom tip.
I don't know. I hope not, because I probably don't want it.
If it's not a mandatory option, then what are you worried about? You have the right as a human being to choose whether or not you want security.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, Al Franken. Security? He's worried about himself getting in trouble for bullshit that he's actually going to do.
Pedophilia.
And that can be proven. And he's like, oh, no, that you see that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I did not do that. Piece of shit.
He's probably hiding the truth behind the Holocaust.
Probably. He probably caused it.
And it's all on his iPhone.
Yeah, it's all
he
stored.
He keeps on lugging it around every...
It's all it's all secured up with Siri. Derek's like, oh, talk about that.
Wow.
Nah, I was reading some of the comments.
Like my what? Scottishites were in the Holocaust.
Is anyone making fun of Al Franken? And if they are, please read them.
Don't you think it's wonderful that this senator has worked his way down his state's list of troubles to be solved and landed on the iPhone fingerprint scan?
Good.
Then, of course, they have people. Apple already released a statement saying it requires a live finger for access.
Live finger.
And that... You do not have to use the feature. So, according to the comments on this article, which I'm going to go ahead and take as gospel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really just, what a loser.
I like Al Franken. I have never voted for him, and I doubt I ever will, but I like him.
Wow.
I echo that sentiment.
Yeah.
Echo it.
Anyway.
Remember that video game?
One.
What is it?
Echo.
Echo?
Echo the dolphin?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
That was way before your time. It was Atari, right?
No, that was
Sega.
It was like a release title for
Genesis. What was the, there was some dolphin game for Atari.
Was there?
There was. Let's find out. Atari.
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
You know, I hear if you're going to fuck an animal, the dolphin's the best
dolphin one. Atari 2600. Looks like Shark. Let's get a video.
I got Atari Jones.
Nice.
There's their Atari Dolphin. The first thing that comes up is a YouTube video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not for me. Well, there was one. All right. Steve.
What are you doing?
You know, it was good American Gladiators.
Mm. Yeah.
For Nintendo?
Didn't they try bringing that back like in like 2005 and just
failed?
Yeah, with Hulk Hogan.
And
Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Oh. I'd fuck her.
And wasn't Mason Ryan on that shit?
Yeah.
His character's name was like... Syringe or something?
Syringe.
Oh, working in the English portion.
Yes,
well, he's from Wales.
Syringe.
Okay, British.
That's fine.
Great British.
Would anybody else bang Muhammad Ali's daughter, or is that just me?
She's all right.
I'd bang her with your dick.
Oh, yeah. And me pushing.
Damn. So are you going to bring up this dolphin game, Derek?
I couldn't bring it.
Wow. Go to YouTube and just put in Atari Dolphin.
Don't feel like it.
Wow.
It's not that important.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, I put Steve to sleep.
Unbelievable. Lazy.
not lazy. Yes. I just don't care.
Right. It's not lazy. Right.
I want to move on.
I see you guys rock, paper, scissors.
Why don't you look it up?
I see you guys
right here.
I see you guys rock, paper, scissors right now.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors it.
And if Derek wins, we move on. And if Matt wins, we watch the video.
And have like burgers.
Is this two out of three or is it one shot?
No, it's one
and
shot.
Done.
The sudden death.
Me and Matt.
Here we go.
Matt and I. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Derek wins.
Yes, thank God.
Moving on.
Oh, here, Derek, I'll send you the link.
I don't know. Okay. I kind of wanted to see Dolphin.
No.
Bend, Oregon. An 86-year-old Oregon man is on trial for the shooting death. Oh, that's weird.
By the way, Derek's
the shooting
overly
death
happy about winning.
Of his wife carried out the attack. What?
Who?
Let me start this over. Yeah. An 86-year-old Oregon man on trial for the shooting death of his wife carried out the attack after a series of grievances with his family that prosecutors said included the failure of his stepdaughter to wish him a happy birthday and his complaint that his wife
didn't bring him his Father's Day cake.
Anybody else gonna? What did his wife do that made him just fucking kill her?
Didn't blow him.
Okay, I like that. Steve?
Didn't do the dishes.
Wasn't impressed by his overly Viagra'd dick.
Viagra
a callback. She put the lid on the ketchup too tightly.
Oh, man.
That's a shooting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Jewel song.
Oh, my God. The prosecutor managed to tell juries about Lawrence's complaints during the opening statement. Blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So, yeah. He shot his wife because she put the lid on the ketchup too fucking tight. He needs to get, you know what I don't see around anymore? Remember, he used to just get those like round rubber things for jar openers?
Yeah.
Jar openers, right?
I got one.
Somebody fart again?
It does smell like it.
You? Oh my God. You're fucking gross. Yeah, we used to have a whole shitload of those. They don't give them out anymore. Mm.
I guess because everything's like moving towards easier opening stuff.
I don't know. I got a pickle jar up there. I can't get open.
I love pickles. Give me them. I will open it.
Sweet gherkin.
I bet I can open it faster than Steve.
Damn.
Next week, pickle opening challenge.
There we
go.
Pickle
opening. You don't have two, though.
I'll find another one.
I'll open your pickle right good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry.
You should have had the White Castle Matt offered
you. No. I want health food.
Health food.
Nothing is healthy.
Where are you going to find health food? Are you going to go to fucking Whole Foods on your way home? Just have a fucking cheeseburger and shut up.
Speaking of health food, on Sunday, I probably had the best workout of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Literally. Like, porn sweat. Like, best pumps ever.
I thought you said porn sweat.
Yeah. Porn. There's only one thing that I did different prior to that workout than any other workout. As I ate a giant piece of chocolate fudge cake for breakfast.
Wow.
Wow. We had a lot to burn off.
Yeah.
So you got all the sugar from the cake getting you going.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the natural adrenaline while you're working out.
Uh-huh.
I heard you say once that you did come into a contact with a giant fudge cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, I was at a catered event one time, and there was a cake that was literally just fudge. Like,
yeah, maybe there's, you know, some theory behind that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a subconscious thing.
Yeah,
or just that fudge is the key to like ultimate athletic ability.
Absolutely.
And success.
Yeah. It's like the Viagra of athletes.
I'm going to test that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get a fucking jar of fudge. Just going to eat it.
I'm going to eat this fudge and run a 5K.
Yeah.
Where are the fudgicles, Bart?
Oh, Christ on a crutch.
It's fudgesicles.
Yes. Creamsicles.
All good. So. Ooh, Pennsylvania priest jailed after being caught with a pantsless boy.
Whoa.
A Catholic priest whose ministry includes counseling troubled youths is facing charges in northeastern Pennsylvania after police say he admitted to sex acts with a 15-year-old boy.
Boo.
The Reverend William Polish was in Lackawanna County Prison. Can you imagine?
Yes. Yeah, they got me. I'm up in Lackawanna.
Unable to post $50,000 bail Friday because the church wouldn't help him out.
Wow.
Charges include corruption of a minor, indecent exposure, unlawful contact with a minor, indecent assault, and involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with a person under 16.
Yikes.
God damn.
He's in a hellhole there, man. That's
court records did not list a lawyer for Polish. I guess he's going with the Lord on this one.
Guess so.
Couple Hail Marys.
I thought he had a crucifix hidden in his pants.
Now, here's the thing. Polish, who is 56, has been reassigned 15 times.
For doing this shit?
Yes. By his, how do you say it? Diocese.
I felt that, Matt.
Diocese.
Diocese, thank you. Of Scranton. After being ordinated in 1988, he's had three separate leaves of absence. They didn't. Church did not respond to newspaper's request to explain the reassignments. Yeah, so.
I mean, clearly he's not priest material. So
well, clearly he is, because he fits right in.
Well, yeah, but... No, see, that's the point, is that they don't get rid of these guys because they're worried that they can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
No, you get rid of them because they don't belong there. And then they you know, they paint a bad name for the church, and that's why they have all these problems. Maybe. Not that I care about the church or anything, but it's just stupid. You know,
maybe
it's business.
He saw the boy's hand in the collection plate and thought he hid the money in his pants.
It's very possible.
Yeah. Mm. So he had to check his asshole with his tongue to find any money.
Yeah, he had the collection plate in
his
pants.
Who knows? Maybe he had fucking $5 up his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He caught a thief. Now we're putting him in the jail?
Yeah.
I call him a hero.
He was doing
caught him with his pants down.
Yeah.
Doing God's work.
It's okay. I got him. Anyway. Mm. Yeah, 15 times. Jesus Christ.
That's more than a dozen.
That is.
Once, twice, 15 times the molester.
Yes. We talked a while ago about these Mars missions.
Yeah, what's up with those?
Well.
A little snag?
Well, they had like something like... 200,000 people sign up to go to Mars.
Yeah, wasn't Lance Bass going or something?
Was he?
How about Al Franken?
Like,
can we send Al Franken and throw him out an airlock?
Maybe. Now, there's a lot more people I would think to send there than him.
Well, basically, they're saying now that the Mars mission is unlikely due to massive levels of space radiation.
Yeah.
So basically, people wouldn't even survive the radiations of space or the planet. I'm not sure exactly. Again, this is a very long article.
You think there's anybody who's like really disappointed right now?
I'm sure. 200,000 people signed up to go.
See, I'm sure at
there's
got to
be a handful of people that killed themselves when they found out.
Yeah,
maybe. They're like, yeah, this is it. Probably a fucking priest. Go up there. There's no fucking laws.
Yeah.
How would they govern people there?
Maybe they'll send out Franken.
They can fuck 14-year-old aliens.
Yeah. Because they can't send. It's not like, you know, they can send extra. Yeah, what if they rise up and kill any kind of authority figures? What are they going to do?
I mean, you're probably just going to wind up with a ship full of dead people within a decade.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And, like, do you really want to be stuck up there with the kind of people that would volunteer?
And how long can you really, like,
say what you really mean. Coloreds.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
How long can you legitimately survive on astronaut ice cream?
Me? I've been doing it for about 32 years.
Indefinitely.
Yes.
Life will continue forever.
That's it.
No,
delicious,
gotta,
delicious.
Yeah, you gotta, like, I don't know. I mean, they can't come up with a way to protect them from the radiation.
I guess they can, but I guess not.
Too costly.
Yeah, too costly, and not anything that'll last any given amount of time.
It really seems like a very petty reason to, like,
that if you go there, you'll die of radiation.
No, I'm saying, like, it doesn't seem like the kind of thing. Like, oh, you know what? We just didn't think about this. Really? Really, Dr. Frank or Professor Frank. I just don't get it.
Well,
I mean, they can calculate when you need to leave the planet to get to the other planet.
Oh,
whoops.
All right, see you guys later.
That's been fun.
Yeah, right. See ya. I got this fucking...
Catch you Sunday.
The reality is this. NASA is no go. To send an expedition to Mars now, NASA would have to knowingly expose astronauts to...
To what? To what?
Radiation?
That was my fault.
An American...
You have video?
...are even lethal levels of space radiation. NASA chief astronaut Robert Behnken calls it the elephant in the room. It's an ethical quandary for those involved in NASA's renewed push toward deep space exploration.
This is not deep space.
And it's being explored by some of the most distinguished scholars, scientists, engineers, health professionals, and ethicists in the nation. The National Academy of
Sciences. This guy doesn't sound like he should be talking about this.
Institute of Medicine is deliberating. A report is due in April 2014.
Got that?
I'm Todd Halverson.
Todd Halverson.
For Florida Today.
Todd Halverson. Todd Halverson.
My name is Todd Halverson. They, I mean, clearly we've had people, you know, in space shuttles, you know, outside of the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they've been in those shuttles for quite a while, longer than it would take for them to get to Mars. And then they're supposed to set up a colony on Mars, correct? Mm-hmm. That's the whole...
I guess so, yeah.
So, like, they wouldn't... Like, the first thing for them to do, wouldn't it be to, like, make the radiation-proof room that they can live in for most of the day? Is it already too much exposure by the time they get there? I mean,
how long did you say it would take them to get there?
It'd take months.
Yeah?
Yeah, several months. So
going how fast, do you think?
25,000 miles per hour.
God damn.
At least.
You send them up with a lot of aluminum foil.
Yeah,
fine. Yeah, there you go. They're trying to read my brain waves.
I mean, I don't know. Well, Voyager just recently left the solar system.
Ooh.
That's the first thing we've ever sent to do such a thing. And that's going pretty fast.
Nice.
That's cool.
And it's still sending back info, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. It takes about 17 hours for us to receive a message from it.
Huh.
It's pretty far away.
It's like dial-up. They could just keep sending ships and not telling us that there's radiation
out there.
And just call population control.
There you go.
And just send fake messages back about everyone's doing great up there. Some postcards.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so a man.
Wish you were here.
It says a manned mission to Mars, to Mars and back, without them like staying there for any length of time, mm-hmm. would take 630 days.
Wow.
So that's just about 2 years.
Damn.
Right.
So about a year there, a year back.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot.
But it definitely wouldn't take them a year to get there.
Dude, as soon as the spaceship took off, I'd just be like, all right, guys, go to bed.
All right.
I'd probably sleep till I got there.
Wake me up when mm-hmm. we get there.
Yeah. 167
You can't
days.
Even, like, work out or nothing. You just float.
Pretty much, yeah.
You can work out. Just crunches.
Crunches.
Anybody see that video of the walrus doing the workout? Was that real or was that a costume? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That was
and
legit?
I've seen that walrus do it a couple different times.
Yeah.
I think it's legit. They just train the walrus to look like it's doing sit-ups.
It's funny. The sit-ups, leg lifts, and like push-ups and stuff.
Fuck it. Let's eat them.
Yeah, walrus meat. I eat the walrus.
You could probably eat a walrus.
Sure you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, so. Probably all blubbery and shit.
Sure the Eskimozos do it.
Well, they rub noses.
Would you eat walrus? I'd eat a walrus.
I'm hungry.
Well, maybe this will curb your appetite. A 311-pound woman...
Still hungry.
Beefy.
...has opened up about finally learning to appreciate her body by embarking on a 30-day photography journey of self-love.
With Leonard Nimoy.
Uh-huh. With variolas.
Denise Jolly from Berkeley, California.
Jolly, all right.
Is this the chick that one of you sent a picture of the other day?
No, but pretty close. She told Mail Online that she launched the Be Beautiful project when she was on a walk one night and began wondering what it would look like to receive my body just as it is, to love it just as it is, and to see if doing that would actually affirm me. In an effort to achieve this, a 34-year-old decided to share daily photos of herself posing in public, wearing just her underwear, with the words, Be Beautiful, written across her body.
She's 311 pounds. That's a lot of space to write Be Beautiful.
That's a metric Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes. Let me get a good one here. Here's a good one.
Nipple?
This up here on the back.
Oh!
So there's her picture.
Oh, my God.
One of them.
Look at the crevasse between her
what
gut and her panties.
What is that thing?
All the nooks and crannies.
Fold the... What is it? Scoop the loop and fold the flop? That's what she's
Look
doing.
Look at all them guys on the left jerking off.
Yeah. She is a
There's
bus
There's no
stop.
Place like fat.
Yeah.
311.
There's a gut pick. Okay.
Can we get some 311 music playing in the background?
No, thanks.
Amber is the color of it.
There she is with clothes
little
on.
Rack, man. Nice.
She's got some hangers there.
So that was the original Facebook picture.
Yeah.
So she looks like she would be not bad if she lost 150 pounds.
150 pounds.
Yes. Jesus.
She doesn't look 311 pounds
not
tall.
Not in that picture.
There.
No. She's got to be over 6 feet tall.
That was before she started loving herself.
Here's a foot shot that everyone... Like, you know, they do like hot dogs or legs. Yeah. This is like fucking baked ham or legs.
Baked ham.
Yeah, go to the picture before.
It's a spiral ham.
Go to the previous picture.
Oh, look at her feet.
She's got little lumpers there.
Don't you love how, like, because like almost every girl does this. To take away from her ugly fat body, she throws her tits out there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Boom.
Yeah,
she's got it.
I'll distract them with these.
Hey, if you got it, flaunt it, right?
Fart them if you got them.
She just got done taking a shit, washed her hands, and took a picture.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks like she wrote the Be Beautiful in Duty.
Yeah, I like how I like how that mirror looks like it's looking at her. That is actually pretty artistic.
Yeah, she fucked up with that one.
Photoshop.
It's not even good.
Well, that's actually kind of hot.
What?
Bad sausage casing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going overboard with it now.
Why does her stomach
do
God,
there's areola.
She's flexible.
I can't even do that.
Vader can.
Yeah.
Do you think we could... all right, go back one picture.
You just took away from it.
Go.
Whoa. What is her name?
This one?
Okay. Do you think there's any way we could get the aristocrat mustache on that little ridge on her stomach?
Yes.
Well, oh, put a monocle over her areola.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What a slovenly slob.
So, yeah, she feels a lot
better.
Hey,
don't stop there.
That's it.
Oh.
There was just that one more.
Well, I'm still hungry.
Could you?
Where is it? In the back shot.
I would probably eat her toilet paper.
Somebody had to write that on her.
Mm.
Yeah, she definitely didn't do it.
No.
Maybe she did. She did. She's pretty flexible.
Yeah. I love her farmer's tan, too, by the way. But it just it stops at her elbows instead of ending there.
No, actually, she's having an allergic reaction to the marker.
Yeah. Histamine reaction.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what it was? She probably did do it herself, and that's like smeared around and cleaned with like a wet wipe.
Yeah. Wet wipe.
She accidentally wrote beautiful B the first time.
God damn it.
Unbelievable.
She's so fat.
Oh, my God.
That's gross. Off my
fucking... If you're that big, you got to take that hair out of the bun.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
Why do you think you never see my boy Matt right here with a bun?
What was that?
Right. Instead of like, you know, exercising and losing the weight, she decides to go out and take pictures of herself.
Hey, at least she's walking around now instead of laying on the couch.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, when you said earlier that you and your foreign friend saw a cow, are you sure you weren't looking at that broad?
Yeah. It's very possible. She did look very similar. Very similar.
Would you eat her?
Oh, it's a big meal.
You know it. It's fucking sauerkraut.
It's a festival.
Yeah.
Steve, would you?
No.
Could you?
Couldn't do it.
Another little thing here. Gothenburg, Sweden. A Swedish man who was apparently drunk was arrested for allegedly doing what?
Mm.
In a grocery store.
Cranking it.
Cranking it, Steve?
Plumb up the bum.
Plum bum.
For instance, did you know?
Kevin?
Well, cranking it's off the table.
Mm.
Well, you can always disagree with him.
All right, then I'll
He was drunk and he was arrested for allegedly doing what in a grocery store?
Doing what in a grocery store?
Trying
to... I'll stick with cranking it.
All right. Police said the suspect entered a supermarket in Gothenburg in western Sweden and stumbled into the produce section, where he began peeing on a pile of apples and oranges.
Whoa.
Store employee said the fruit was worth 700 kroner, which is about 110 American dollars, and had to be thrown away.
Wow.
Of course. They held the man down until police arrived at the scene. They charged the man with vandalism.
Okay.
It's kind of like destruction of property, isn't it?
Sure.
Public lewdness.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of things. Well, it's Sweden. Who knows?
She's got a lot of chocolate there.
And Swedes. See, pissing on the apples.
I thought this was going to be the other Sweden story.
Which was?
Where a court decided that it is okay to masturbate in public as long as you're not directing it at someone.
Oh.
Okay.
Has anyone else heard this?
So like no. You're walking, you just like face a wall and crank it.
Well, no, a guy was jerking off in public, mm-hmm. and he was just laying there with his eyes closed, just fucking tugging it.
Yeah.
And they wanted him arrested, but they're like, well, he's not like looking at somebody.
Wow.
Or doing it towards somebody.
Because that's what matters.
He's accessing his crank bank. He's yeah. not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
He's going through that little Rolodex
little cranky
of titties.
Panky there.
Yeah.
So, in Sweden, as long as you're not looking at somebody or... You know.
So as long as you're not deriving the pleasure from the image, the direct image of another person...
Yes. The immediate visual yeah. stimulus.
Yeah. It's okay. The fact that you're exposing and pleasuring yourself in public... That's okay.
Sometimes you gotta get the poison out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stress reliever. Yeah. You know?
Tough day at work, take a break, go to the park, tug one off.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't look at anybody.
Yeah.
You're fine.
I almost did it once.
Oh.
What's here?
Yeah, and I was driving home, and I was like real horny.
You're in the car, though.
Yeah, yeah, and I couldn't see the road, so then I just had to put my dick in a front face lock and drive home. It was close, though.
Oh.
Semi true story.
Sure. Anyway, it's cute.
Oh, I'll put the front face lock.
Lightning round.
I don't have enough for a lightning round.
Oh.
What about the guy with the beer in his stomach?
Oh, I love beer.
Yeah.
Beer gut.
Let me find that.
Trying to look for like breaking news here.
Breaking.
Sunday night. It's just football.
Yeah.
Shut the baby down.
Steelers are playing
are
right
you
now.
Ready for some football?
I'm ready to go home and eat some more hummus.
Thank God.
You're fucking in hummus.
Oh, we got the hiccup girl.
Yeah, that one.
Jennifer Mee, guilty to serve life in prison.
Pictures?
No parole.
She's ugly as shit.
First degree murder. She was famous a while ago because she couldn't get rid of her hiccups.
Oh.
She was hiccuping for how long?
A long time.
Like years, right?
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes.
Seems like forever.
Man, you're sick.
And,
beasted.
Yeah, she's a little,
She's retarded.
Yeah, there's something wrong with her.
No, she's actually retarded.
Oh, she's born retarded?
Yeah, her IQ is like 85.
So she just...
So I'm retarded?
So her body just didn't know how to stop hiccuping, I guess.
I guess.
By the way, Matt keeps farting on your couch, and it's like a fucking tuning fork.
Tuning fork.
Tubing.
Oh, Christ. Let's see. Jennifer Mee, Clearwater, Florida.
Pictures?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was doing. Let me get a typical Derek picture. The worst,
Facebook
worst
link,
I
please?
Can find.
You're probably going to find a good one of her. Yeah.
Wow. Be beautiful.
Yeah, she's definitely got some kind of syndrome going on.
I would. All over her chin.
A Florida woman who became famous for her uncontrollable hiccuping was found guilty of first-degree moita Friday night and will serve life in prison without parole. A Pernell's Park, Florida county jury deliberated for 4 hours before delivering the verdict against the 22-year-old Jennifer Mee.
Sounds pretty easy to me.
Yeah. She wept in the courtroom as the verdict was read. Minutes later, the judge explained that the only possible sentence for the charge was life in prison without possibility of parole. Now that reading this whole thing, Matt, do you remember what she did? She didn't kill a guy, but she set it up.
Yeah, she lured like a 15-year-old to get drugs or something, and they didn't like something about the exchange, and then they killed him.
Yep,
he's fucking dead.
Now, even though she didn't kill anybody,
she didn't do the killing, but she admitted that she set the whole thing
up. She set it all up.
So it was accessory to murder.
Yeah,
she's going to jail for life for that.
Yeah, 2010, she lured Shannon Griffin, 22-year-old Walmart worker, to an abandoned home under the pretense of buying marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Once there, two of me's friends robbed Griffin at gunpoint, but he struggled.
Two of me friends.
He struggled. Two of me mates. He struggled and was shot 4 times.
He's dead. Lesson learned. Don't struggle.
Her co-defendant, LaRon Rayford, was convicted and sentenced to life in prison in August. Lamont Newton, the other co-defendant.
He's not black.
Who was also Mee's boyfriend at the time, has not yet gone to trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's done.
I wonder if she had hiccups. If she's hanging out with, you know, Lamont and whatever. She probably got dick hit in her stomach every time it's in her.
Lamont's.
Oh, God. Yes, you are keeping me up.
Yeah. Cheese it hard.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we kind of have a little bit of a lightning round going on.
Oh, hello.
A Delray Beach couple accused of beating.
Wait, you forgot the.
That actually sounded just like it.
Good, right?
I thought you hit it.
No, I didn't.
High five to whoever did that.
Yeah,
that was me.
You're welcome, guys.
Kev, too. We hit it at the same time.
Oh, he's got his phone out.
Oh, you did the phone?
No.
Oh.
It was all Matt.
That was horrible.
I got the thunder, guys. Ready?
I'm bringing the thunder. Ready?
I got it. I got it. Here goes. Here goes.
Boom.
Dude. Thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Lightning, 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 lightning.
Derek.
That was good.
Wow. Yeah, right?
That's like the thunder of Minnesota.
Oh, he just got Milli Vanilli.
Thunder of Minnesota.
Milli Vanilli.
What the hell is that song they were singing?
Blame It on the Rain?
Hot Stepper.
Girl, you know it's
true. Yeah. Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it's. Girl, you know it. And they're just like, let's go.
It's the remix.
Yeah, fucking Milli goddamn Vanilli.
Who's dead?
Oh, good. There's a video. I like videos.
Bing boo.
I don't have to read. Advertisement. No.
News Channel 5.
New at 5, a Grand Theft Auto video game. The hottest game around has a lot of people talking tonight.
$1 billion.
A mentally challenged Delray Beach man was robbed and beaten for his copy of this new game. News Channel 5's Brian Itten is live in Delray Beach Police Headquarters tonight, where detectives just made arrests in this case. Brian?
Look at this guy.
Shannon, in the detective's words, this really tipped him off because this mentally challenged man saved up for weeks to buy the game, barely got out of the store into the parking lot when police say this guy shows up, snatches the game
away.
This
black guy is basically what he's saying.
Wife gets
and this black woman
starts punching
unbelievable.
And kicking the mentally challenged man.
I did it for my boo.
Yeah, she the beat the retard for the
I love how he just pulls out printed pictures of
that guy.
Fuck, someone left him in a cooker too long.
Finally, Tuesday, he saved enough to get the new game. He bought it, but police say he was followed into the parking lot by the husband and wife, where they robbed him right there and took the game.
Oh, didn't know it won.
What?
Oh, stop it.
He's faking it.
Yeah, man.
What is going on? Is that Hornswoggle?
It hurt him.
He translated for him.
Yeah. Hey, George Zimmerman.
Picture, I'm sure to him it was a very big deal. It's a very anticipated game.
Arrested just hours ago are Tommy Davis and his wife Adele Jones, charged with strong armed robbery.
Is there a Guinness Book of World Records for darkest person on earth?
It looks like they took a real retard and wrapped him in electrical tape.
World record for most pigment.
The sad thing is he's tarred and feathered. Does not have that video game.
Look at that guy, that hog in the background.
That couple sold it to someone else, and they still haven't been able to track it down.
They just buy him a new one.
Enten, WPTV News Channel
60
5.
Bucks.
New at 5, the Troop.
Oops.
Just buy him. Yeah, why can't the news station be like, you know what? Thanks for
Well, we'll try and find out who he sold it to. That's the only way you're going to get another copy of the number one best-selling video game in history that just came out a week ago. That's the only way.
It broke all the records, right?
Yeah, $1 billion in 3 days.
All time.
That's more than any movie ever made in 3 days.
By enormous amounts.
Yes, by millions.
I make that much in 3 days.
Well, yeah, you.
Yeah.
Now it's only so popular because of hookers?
Pretty much.
Oh, apparently there's like full-fledged strip clubs now where you can get like nude dances and shit like that.
And then if you take like the end of your controller and like put it in your mouth, it's like you're sucking on their titties.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea. That's great.
And then like if you hit your tongue on the little joysticks.
You just tweak them.
They start freaking out.
The first scene is like, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. That's like the first scene. So that's why the kids like it.
Made in Scotland, too.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, rock stars in Scotland. Uh-huh. That's where it started.
Wait till Call of Duty Ghosts come out. We'll blow that out of the water.
Call of Duty. Here's the thing. People are still playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a good game.
It still holds up. And there's still plenty to do.
Well, Miami
I
City?
I still play San Andreas.
Miami Vice?
No. What?
Vice City?
Vice City.
You're going back way far.
Vice City. That was a good one.
It's like PS2 days.
You can get Vice City and Grand Theft Auto 3 on your phone now.
Yes.
That's how far graphics have come. You can actually play a, like a PS2 game on your phone.
I remember how excited I was when I got Vice City, and I got it for the first Xbox, and you were able to listen to the music you had saved to your Xbox on the radio as you drove the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neat option.
Anybody else like not do the missions? Just drive around killing people?
All I do is
me.
Missions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't just drive around?
No.
I never had access to the wasting game long time. Enough to play the missions.
All I would do is just get the helicopters.
Yeah.
And sniper people and fly
I would
around.
Just get all the cheats.
Yep.
And be like, all right, I want a tank. I want a helicopter.
Yep. Boop. Yep. There's a helicopter.
No,
right
I didn't
there.
Do that. I didn't go that far.
Oh, I did.
I would actually literally go fight my way up to go up the thing, get the fucking helicopter, and fly around.
I just would get myself in the in like the most dangerous position I could with the cops. That's a dog.
Oh, I'm forgetting that door's
open. How creepy would it be if a fucking like Rottweiler just walked up to your screen right
now?
That'd
be pretty creepy.
How about a fox?
I'd punch it in the mouth.
What does a fox say?
No way.
I'd kick his ass.
You could never do it.
I could fight like six Rottweilers.
Yeah.
That's it. Next week.
Do it. Rottweiler challenge.
We like the Cluck You challenge. We just have to keep adding a Rottweiler every time. We go around like, all right, everybody got through one. Now let's go with two.
Anyway. So, yes, Grand Theft Auto 5.
True.
I'll get it eventually.
Derek, would you consider yourself the producer of the show?
Oh.
In seriousness. Probably. I think we'd all consider him the producer, right?
You
might as well just say yes, because I'm about to sue him.
Wow.
Why?
Because my cholesterol's so high, and I'm going to blame the Chicken Chugga Challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know, since you're the producer and it's under your roof, you're done.
You know, producer has like a very foggy definition, because there's different kinds of producers.
Yeah, well, I produce
to me,
shit.
Producers are usually the people who put the money into running something. Mm-hmm. That's like the main point of a producer.
Ooh, and so. I'm the one who paid for the nuggets, so you'd have to sue me.
Damn.
Yeah, that's true. Can't pay for the nugs.
Mind blown.
And in that case, you're out of the dudes.
You're going to be the one rude dude, and then he's going to sue you for using the name.
Wow.
All right, I'm not suing no one.
Good.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Let's all just calm down, and
let's all just simmer down.
Let's go ahead and just sue Clutch.
Yeah. All
right,
so
good point. Go right to the top.
So there's two different definitions for producer here. They both have different purposes.
Then it's all a lie.
A person, company, or country that makes, grows, or supplies goods and commodities for sales, which is literally a producer. They produce things. And then the other one is a person responsible for the financial and managerial aspects of making a movie or broadcast or for staging a play, opera, etc. So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Matt's a co-producer.
Derek and I are like co-producers. Yeah. Derek's the host.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of producing.
You produce gas.
I produce humor.
Produce
ass. Fucking show sinks without me.
Oops.
I'm the one sitting next to Matt with a fin hat on.
You are. With that guy's nose.
Really ridiculous one.
The guy with a fin nose.
He wore that the entire show.
I did. It's actually kind of comfortable.
Isn't it?
It's comfortable. Keeps his head warm.
It's like a pillow in the back. Just take a nap.
Looks like a tit right on my head. Okay. Jerk it off and tweak it.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. A pillow
hat. It's a
4-year-old's
Halloween costume, so yeah.
Ooh. Creepy.
A pillow hat for sleeping in, so your pillow never falls on the floor?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's patent it right now.
Yeah, I think I get a piss, and then you walk into a wall.
You know what
foot?
I was thinking of?
Was it Kevin Nealon in Little Nicky that had the tits on his head?
Right. I never saw Little Nicky.
I think so.
But they're in hell, and the devil punishes a guy by putting tits on his head. I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Nealon.
I wish that could happen to me.
And it looked just like this hat.
Yeah?
I wish that could happen to me.
Do it. Go
I would
to
just
hell.
Sit in the corner of a room just like...
Go to hell!
All right, go on.
What was I saying?
What you were thinking about?
I don't remember.
We're talking about pillow hats and tit heads and...
Jerking off.
And you were saying.
Let's just talk about tits.
Yeah.
It was something you were thinking about. Matt came up with the pillow hat in bed.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Was
it? Oh, wow. You were coming up with an invention you were thinking of.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm high as fuck right now.
I just need a tweet today that said, I'm so high, I just had a one-on-one outside with Tupac or something.
I'm so high, I'm very high.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any serious pillow hat.
No.
The Mario one works.
Yeah, but it's definitely not like, yeah, there's just very complicated looking
Do you have trouble? Do your pillows go all over the place?
They do.
See, mine.
I sleep with one like sideways, and then the other one sideways. They're almost like an L shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one for your head and the other for nose.
What? He puts one underneath his lumbar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always like almost every day I have to like take a pillow up off the floor. I'm all over the place. It's horrible.
What size mattress do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Very small.
I need a visual.
It's twin.
I don't know that for sure.
What is it? That's a full, right?
No, that's a twin.
No.
That is a twin.
Full is just shy of a queen.
Oh.
Is it?
Okay, it's a twin.
Yes. Yeah.
So it goes twin, double, full, queen, king.
And then California king.
It's like Shaq sleeps on that.
Shaq attack. California kings are ridiculous. I had a California king in a hotel, and
it's fun though.
I guess, but
it's like a pool.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Like humongous. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anything else going on? You guys wrestling or anything?
I mean, yeah, we're
just waiting for RTF.
Yeah, we got some shows coming up for FWF. Anybody wants to?
Does it die down when school starts?
Yeah, September's usually a slow month for wrestling. Oh, actually, I do have somewhat of a wrestling news and related to a friend of ours. He's okay now, but there was a PWS show on Friday night, and our friend Joey Janela has a friend named Starman who wrestles for PWS.
Mm-hmm.
Mass wrestler.
I heard he trained.
And he took a bed spill on the floor and went into convulsions.
Really?
And had to be taken to the hospital. But he wasn't like aware of what he was doing, but he was kind of conscious. And
help himself.
From what I was told, when he was put on the stretcher, as they were wheeling him out, he had his middle fingers in the air and was chanting yes in the Daniel Bryan way, but with his middle fingers up. And he says he has no recollection of doing it at all.
It's not good.
Well, it's not from falling. I mean, if he was drinking all night, okay, but from falling somewhere.
Yeah.
Your bed might be a twin XL.
That one?
Oh.
Yeah,
it's just a twin. No, just look, at the tag.
It's just straight up twin.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not XL.
Yeah, any kind of convulsions is not good.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I'm glad he's okay. Yeah. Is he retiring now?
No.
Is he not going to take
He probably should take some time off. Mm-hmm. It'd be a reasonable idea, but knowing him, he's not going. He's
got balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead.
Not after watching the CM Punk documentary.
Whoa.
No, you got to keep going, Bebe.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before we find out that Joey's mom and little brother are both dead, and Joey's texting me to take his dogs out or something.
And tap water.
Oh, God. Oh. Anyway, so is that it?
And there's FWF shows coming up. RTF 3D.
I'm there.
Is November 23rd?
Are you really coming to
the 23rd, Steve?
I'm going to try.
23rd?
November 23rd.
November 23rd, I think.
November 23rd, yeah. It's officially announced. First official match announced is a...
November, you said?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's ways away.
Is Right to Party, which is Nikki Oceans and Mike Dennis, against Black Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be a fun one. It's, I think it might be the only match announced so far.
McCarthy was announced.
Boston wrestler Mike McCarthy, also well known in the hardcore music scene, coming down. Yeah, he's gonna be on the show. The bands have been announced once again,
and he's not a back yada.
Once again, none of which I know.
He's a Harvard yada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So RTF is coming up.
Good.
RideTheFury.BigCartel.com is I think that's their website.
Big Cartel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was pushing for RTF3, the grandson of RTF1, but I didn't work.
Grandson of RTF.
The first one, I think 50 people that show up at the show get a pair of free 3D glasses.
Really?
Because it's RTF3.
D.
Is everybody going to wear like blue and red outfits?
Well, yeah. I have a blue and red outfit.
And just like stand like...
I have blue.
Quarter of an inch away from you.
Yeah. I'm wearing a blue and red outfit.
Kind of are.
That is,
I'd say more as red and blue, but
just wear that T-shirt.
Oh. Should be Obama. Yellow the way they played today.
They blew all right.
Man, do you ever feel? Do you ever think your mouse feels bad about how heavy your hand weighs?
Was that you?
No.
Derek missed that one. You're gonna have to hear it.
We also have some shows coming up. Well, I haven't gotten the yes 100% from Steve yet, but
I'll be there.
I will be wrestling in Indiana and Ohio, confirmed.
Indiana.
The dog's name was Indiana.
Indiana Jones.
Don't call me Indiana.
Dad.
So what's going on? Man.
Yeah.
The Funkified Wrestling Federation.
Spreading its wings.
Spreading its wings.
Going intercontinental.
Warsaw, Indiana is...
Wait, that's in Poland.
You're right. We're going to Poland instead.
Krakow, Indiana.
What?
What's the date on that one?
November week before our...
Oh, it stinks. It really stinks.
14, 15.
It fucking smells, and it smells.
It does. It does.
You look at it.
It smells... It smells like ass. It smells like Hulk Hogan ass.
It actually smells like a lot like cheese, but I haven't had any.
Smells like Hulk Hogan dick.
November 16th in Warsaw, Indiana, and then November 17th. It's just outside of Cleveland. I don't know the exact town name.
Cleveland yet. Rocks.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, all of our, you know, because we have a nationwide fan base.
Our international
Gene,
fans, right?
Moon and James Dean.
Come down.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Why not? I got some tournaments coming up.
Yeah?
Anybody
yeah.
cares about those?
Oh, yeah.
Love yeah, great.
Yep.
September 28th
at
the warehouse.
After these messages.
September 28th at the... sorry, I was going to say Ultimate MK. At the Combat Network Warehouse, or the Combat Network Arena, we're going to do a little get-together with some top players, if anybody's into that whole Injustice thingamabob. And then we got Yestercades, October 19th in Red Bank, New Jersey. That's going to be a humdinger.
Can I name the next Red Bank one?
That's already been named. But
can I name the next one after that?
What do you got?
Blood Bank. Get it? No, it's like Red Bank. It's like red.
It has to be named after a game.
Oh. All right, sorry.
So the next one's called Rolling Thunder.
Is that a game?
Rolling Thunder.
Oh, okay. Can I name the next one after that then?
Right, what do you got?
Kid Chameleon.
It's a good one.
I like
Kid
it.
Icarus.
Can I name one?
Kid Ikari. What's up?
Can I name that?
Joust.
Yeah.
Bubble Bubble.
I love Joust.
I know.
I loved any video games that you can go off the right and come on the left of the screen.
Non-linear.
Or, yeah.
Whatever. Or Technical Tom. See, I talk in a fucking dumber sense for a lot of the majority of Americans that are listening.
What was he riding, like an ostrich?
Yeah.
Yeah, he flew an ostrich that don't fly.
Yeah. A slighted ostrich.
Could they do a tournament for Russian Attack?
You want to play? Ken wants to do
can
some
we do,
of those.
Can
like
we do a Rampage one?
Can I talk? Ken wants to
can
do...
Can I name it?
Oh. Yeah, what do you want to name?
Rampage.
We already did one
that
called Rampage.
That happened.
That's right. I was named that for me.
Yeah.
Del Davis.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, things that only make us laugh.
You want to do like a Madden tournament?
Name it Yo Noid.
You know, you could... In all seriousness, you could really fucking get some steam behind
can.
A Madden tournament.
If you want to do a Madden tournament, Kevin, just let me know.
Can I get in it?
No.
Can I at least name it?
Yeah.
Right, your money's not welcome here.
I'm going to name it Madden, what is it, 25 now?
Yeah.
Madden 25. Tetris.
The Madden Centennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Madden.
The no, Legend if you really think you want to run a Madden tournament,
Zelda the Legend.
We can set that
blank?
Up.
All right.
Well, you don't want to run it. You just want to be in it.
What the fuck is the Zelda title?
I don't know.
Which one?
Legend of Zink?
Zink?
The fuck is it?
Zelda, the periodic table of elements.
Zink Oxide.
The Adventure of Zink.
Capital Z, lowercase I.
Legend of Zelda? A Link from the Past?
A Link from the Past.
Okay. Ocarina of Time.
Hmm. I'll get in that Madden one, Manhattan. And I'm still waiting for you to run a Tetris one. Aren't you going to run a Tetris one?
We did talk about it. It just never happened.
I would own that, by the way.
Okay.
I would kick your ass.
Fuck no, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Get the Game Boys, bitch.
No Game Boys.
Hook up the phones.
I will dominate
I got it right here.
Any version of
Let's
Tetris.
Let's do it.
Got on the PS3.
Any version. I got to use an arcade stick, though. Which I have in the car.
Oh.
Matt.
Same. I'll kick your ass.
Matt brings his arcade stick everywhere. But at these tournaments, do you guys have TV dinner trays so you can put it on?
There's one guy from
a
I think
wobbling.
He's from Rochester. He has a literal stand, like a podium that he brings with him, and he just like puts it in the corner when he's not playing, and then it's like, Dan, play your match. Station 5, he goes over the corner, and he literally takes, it's not like a snack tray. It's a literal podium. It's like a two-tier podium.
One day, man, I want to see video on your Facebook one day of him running to his next fucking station and just trips and falls over.
And just collapses.
Fucking eats it.
I should find a picture of him playing on it, because I know that he has him. But, yeah.
Matt, next time, get your phone out, and as he's running, be like, Dan, your shoes are untied.
Dude, I'm really surprised.
It's like made of particle board. It just goes right through it.
It's commitment.
Yeah.
His hand lands on it and just breaks and just pushes through it.
It's just laying shattered in a pile of what was his playing podium crying.
Yeah.
I have to use a remote. No. Oh, a controller, sorry.
Remote.
Whatever, with no fucking difference.
Yeah, he's not using it there.
I'm a Buffalo fan.
Yeah, well, he's from Rochester, so.
Yeah, they don't have a lot to live for except their bills. And delicious chicken wings.
Yeah. Buffalo wings.
Yeah, so I'd be in a Tetris one.
Okay. Hmm. Like I said, he does want to run non-fighting game tournaments, so.
Well, I mean, what about, like, a tournament for the greatest wrestling game of all time, WCW, NWO, Thunder?
Ooh,
wow. I thought you were going to say Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Yeah, you could do it. What about WrestleFest? WrestleFest.
I'd say Dr. Mario one, but Derek schooled me at that.
Yeah. Well, he does have Dr. Mario now, so.
What about
Can you do Dr. Mario's music with Tetris? Because Dr. Mario's music ruled.
Is there any way to do a Fester's Quest tournament?
Ooh. Fester's Quest.
That would be complicated.
I look like Fester when I shave my head. Oh, is that who you were showing them?
Derek actually looks kind of like him when he gets when you get up there in the pounce.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean back down there.
When he shaves, when he shaves and he's around three bills.
Kev has a picture on his phone of somebody that apparently looks like me. He refuses to show me, but shows everybody else.
Oh,
God. I don't remember who I showed. I'll be honest. My memory's fucked up.
Can I see it?
Look, Steve was sitting on his couch. He was completely clean shaven. His hair was a certain way. I don't remember who he looked like, but I showed it to everybody, and they're like, yeah. And then
it wasn't just yes. It was
yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
What a fat loser.
And then when it came time to show Steve, I showed him a picture of Ed Norton from American History X.
Nice.
Which I do look a lot alike.
Oh, yeah. Striking. Yeah.
Not in the face. Just in the abs.
Not in the face or the stomach or the arms or the legs.
Mm-hmm. Skin tone.
We're the cock, he said.
It's true.
Oh, now I remember who I showed the picture of.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it was
who was it?
It was the dad from Grounded for Life, if anyone ever watched that show.
Grounded for Life.
At least he's funny. He was also in Blade, and he's also Quinn on The Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Mm.
Dad.
The Grounded for Life is a good show, by the way.
Sean Finnerty?
Yeah.
Pull him up, man.
Don't know who that is.
That's like Blake Shelton.
I was really into that awkward-looking red-haired daughter they had.
Yes.
Who's that?
Yeah. I don't know her name either.
Steve looks nothing like this guy.
He did that night. And
let me see. Pull it up.
Jeff Cannonball agreed.
I don't see any pictures. Not even this one.
Is that the one you showed him?
No.
Because that's kind of how my hair probably looked like.
Wow.
No. He's hilarious, though.
He's great.
Yeah.
The awkward daughter's hot with big titties. The mom was hotter, though.
All right. Well, let's see these big titties.
Go to the mom. Go to the mom from Grounded for Life.
I see our big titties.
I gotta do it over here.
Yeah, hurry up.
Big titties.
They're huge.
Hurry up.
Big titties.
If you can get a side by side of the mom and the daughter, that'd be great.
Megan Price? Sure.
Yeah,
something like that. Go ahead.
Blonde hair, yes.
Yeah,
that's her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She looks kind of old.
See, but she
is old.
See, the thing is, she really did have like that mom look. Yeah. But you know, you flop between her titties.
Flop it.
Yeah,
you
can
sink and swim.
Yeah.
Nice. I'd speed bag those fuckers.
Now you said that the daughter's hot.
Awkwardly, she's not really hot, but yeah, she's like awkward, but
she's like the same kind of hot as the mom.
Oh. And what's the daughter's name?
I'd give her a
she's
Roger.
She's right there in a red shirt.
Oh, hello. Lindsay Bartleson?
Bartleson. She's not Jewish.
Could be. You never know.
I'm getting a Derek picture up here.
Oh, God, of course.
Derek picture.
I hate that shit. Go to more sizes.
There we go.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
She's hot, you guys.
Yeah, she looks great.
You're right. You got me there.
You didn't get any boobs in it.
Yeah, I don't know hooters in there, Derek. Give me some hoots.
I mean, when I say chicks are hot, I'm never thinking of their face.
Yeah. Give me some hoots.
I don't even see any hoots. Tiny
little,
bit.
They're right there.
How old is she?
Little cleavage.
She's probably like 30.
30?
Little cleavators.
It's not a good picture.
Yeah,
keep
perfect.
Scrolling.
That's it.
It's
the only one that...
She definitely is awkward. She's got that pig face.
All right, I'm going to tug one off right now. Nobody distract me.
All right.
But just close your eyes.
Don't look at me.
I'm going to go Swedish rules and...
I'm going to go Swede one out in the corner.
That's cool.
You can also go topless in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just don't look at it and jerk off.
That's right. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. Football's on.
Cool.
Nice. Football.
A Monday night party.
All right, we'll see you next Sunday. Last episode of Breaking Bad this coming Sunday. Mm.
Last episode of Dexter is last Sunday.
How was it?
Oh, man, I can't believe he died.
Oh, I know.
Crazy.
He got caught.
Spoiler alert.
Busted. Yeah,
but his kid kind of lives on through his legacy and starts doing it.
Yeah, starts doing it.
Yeah, it's great. The parallel between the first one we saw him do and the first one his kid does in that flash forward.
Yeah, and then you find out that the kid had a brother and
he's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And he was the ice truck killer. Yeah. The ice truck killer?
It's the ice tricycle killer.
Ice trike killer. Dexter. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Leaping Lanny Poffo.
What would you say?
You do.
Hey, where are the white women at?